Welcome, anime fans and foodies, to Anime Bento. Each week, we bring you some news, talk about our favorite shows and characters, give you a fun recipe to try out, and give you some suggestions on what to watch or whatever we're just into at this week. Joining me this week is...
Hello. My name is Miguel.
Welcome back, Miguel. Before we dive into the episode, what have you been up to since the last time we've... Well, not since the last time we've talked, but since the last time you've been on the podcast. It's been a while.
Actually, how long has it been? I mean, the last time we talked about Frieren, when was that?
Wow. Frieren season 2 hadn't even come out yet.
So that was last year then, because Frieren came out in January, I believe, season 2?
Yeah, season 2 hadn't been out yet, because it wasn't even an option to start watching that yet. And season 3 is just like coming up. Soon.
Gosh, so I mean, half a year, pretty much, like six months has been passed. So let's see, what have I been up to?
What have you done in 6 months? This is important.
Really? A whole lot of nothing. No, I mean, mostly working, but I've been watching and rewatching and rewatching and rewatching Frieren. I started rewatching My Hero all the way through since that series is now over. Fantastic series, by the way. Well, what else have I been up to? I mean, really not much. Just been going through the paces of life, working, playing games, playing some League, some ARAMs, and hanging out with the pups, watching whatever my husband puts on TV, David. Oh, I guess... Something I have been doing as of late, one of my friends recommended a book series, so I've been listening to that book series. I've been listening to the audiobook as I work or do any other chore.
I need to get into an audiobook. I listen to a podcast that you turned me on to, and then you stopped listening to it, Dungeons and Daddies, but that's every other week, so I'm always like, I don't have anything to listen to on my car rides anymore. So I'm going to have to start doing audiobooks.
In my defense, Dungeons & Daddies is fantastic. If you haven't listened to their podcast, do so. But I don't know, like the switch in DMs for after that season, I can't remember what season it was that they switched DMs. That was a little jarring to me, and they're using a different game system. Not a huge fan of that game system. It's no longer like D&D. What was it called?
It's the Call of Cthulhu.
Yeah, Call of Cthulhu. And it's not really like powers focused, at least up to where I listened. So I think that's why I kind of dropped off.
I like that. You roll a D100 and you try to get under the number. I think that's, I don't know. It was different.
It is different. Yeah, I should broaden my horizons and try to learn more of those role-playing games, because I've really only done 5e, D&D 5e. I guess I did play a little bit of Pathfinder. I think, what was it, 2.0 or whatever. I'm not too familiar with Pathfinder yet, but I played a little bit of that with my friends. We just didn't get too into it, I guess. The consensus was, since we know 5e so well, we just went back to that instead. But yeah, I mean, I like superpowers, and it, although it was supernatural, it wasn't superpowery for me enough, I guess. So that's why. Also, I stopped having a commute after I recommended it to you, because I started working from home. So my time where I would listen to a podcast or books or things like that was pretty much taken out during the day. So now I'm just home 24/7.
Season 4 is out now, and Anthony's back as the DM. I will say, you don't know how many times I was late to work, because I was listening to the podcast, and then there was like moments where I'm like, I don't want to stop listening. I need a good point of finishing off before I go in. So I'd be sitting in my car being like, I'm going to wait a little bit.
And then I'll go, oh my gosh.
But yeah, Dungeons & Daddies. But now I need an audiobook to listen to. So there's some good ones. Or maybe you can recommend me some later in the episode.
Yeah, I was going to say, I didn't give the name of the book series that I've been listening to, because I'm going to save that for that later segment. But I would definitely recommend what I'm listening to. I think it'd be right up your alley, actually. Precisely. Ooh. Right up your alley.
Oh, wow. I feel like, is it going to be like, I don't know. Okay, it's tough to say what's up my alley. Superpowers?
I, I, I'm just going to let you...
Okay, we'll figure it out when we get there.
Simmer with that, and then I'll let you know later.
Okay, something to keep the people listening the full episode. Don't jump ahead.
Yeah.
For me, I've just been obsessed with the World Cup. It's World Cup season, everyone. So I've been obsessed with that.
And I got to say, I'm shocked that you are. Honestly, very shocked. Oh,
okay, so I get it. I don't watch soccer normally. Like, if it's not a World Cup here, I'm not watching it. But when it's World Cup, I'm one of those people. I get really into it. It all started with when it was Korea-Japan, the year that Korea-Japan hosted. And then, like, my parents, everyone was into it. So we would wake up super early to watch the games. And I don't know. I really got into just the World Cup game. So I stay dormant in between, like, the 3 years in between. And then when that fourth year comes up, I rise from that. I'm the phoenix of World Cup. So I rise. But this year, normally I just watch certain countries that I support. So, like, like Mexico, Korea, US, Canada, and Australia. I don't know why Canada and Australia made it in, but those are and Japan. Those are the ones that I always watch the games. I've just been watching every game. So I've been keeping up with all the games. Very hectic. There's like four games a day sometimes. So
that's what you keep asking me, or like mentioning a whole lot of things of,
yes,
of FIFA news.
I digest a lot of FIFA news. I even bought the little sticker packs, the Panini FIFA stickers. I was at Walgreens getting a Coke Zero as my people's drink. And then there was Panini has those FIFA stickers, and you put the stickers in the book or whatever. So I was like, oh, I'm going to get one. And I opened it, and there was just, it wasn't interesting. It was stickers of soccer players, but I could see how it could be addictive, though.
I mean, you want to complete something. You like to complete collections, so.
I know. I had to stop. I actually gave away the stickers because there were no players for any of the countries I follow. I didn't get any players of that. So I gave the stickers away to one of the kids that I work with. So that way I was like, if I give these away, I won't have any temptation to, like, start this collection. That's like, just get them out of my hands. But
maybe, yeah, that's why I with your pins.
Oh man, did I tell you my pin wall started falling?
No, you didn't.
It got too heavy again. And I don't know. I don't want to drill into my wall. I'll post a picture on the Instagram stories from this, but like, I have a wall of pins and they're getting too heavy for the wall. So they're like, tiles are falling off. They're tiles.
Oh my gosh.
So sometimes I'll be like, the like office is separate from my room. So, and then I'll hear just crashing, and it's because one of the tiles have fallen off. So I really, man, I have to figure out something to do with the pins, because I like them, but if I can't see them, then I forget about them. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I mean that's life with ADHD. If it's not in front of you, it's gone forever.
And I like to wear them. I like to wear them because I have like a bag I wear, and I put the pins on it all the time, and I switch it out. But if it's not around me, then that bag's pin set gets stuck there for like a month. It's crazy. I have too many.
You need a pin book.
I do, but I don't. I have over 1,000 pins.
Okay, you need help. That's, wow.
I have over 1,000 pins. Oh man, wow. And I told you I took down the hat wall, right?
You didn't tell me that either. Wow.
I also have a wall that was full of caps. And I liked it a lot, but then I have too many caps, so they wouldn't all fit on the wall. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to put these in containers, and then I'll put the containers under my bed. And then I'll just pull the containers out to switch out my hats. I have over 100-something hats.
Yeah, you had me get one of my friends get you a hat from up here. I don't even remember what it was for.
You know, I haven't worn that hat yet.
Oh my gosh. It was a whole ordeal. My poor friend, like, standing in some sort of long line for this hat.
I need to get him a gift or something. Does he like anime?
I don't think he does, actually. I don't know that he does watch anime.
Oh, well, he must like IndyCar, though, because he was a Well, or was he just at the end? Yeah, this is a sidetrack.
Yeah, sidetrack. He likes all things party, so.
All things party, I like that.
Yeah.
Next time I'm there, we'll go party then.
I mean, he'll probably take you up on that.
But yeah, I took down the cap wall, and now the caps are under my bed in containers. And the idea was, like, I'll pull it out, I'll pick which one matches my outfit, and then I'll go with my day. That well, like I've been so wearing the effort. Same three hats for the
yeah,
past
I
couple.
Yeah, I figured that was going to happen. Yeah, I'm not shocked.
I need to either downsize or figure out another way to handle.
But wait, so you just took it all down because you couldn't put them all up? Why not just rotate the ones that you had up?
See, that's what a sane person would do, and we all know that I'm not sane.
I mean, I'm not saying it, but
well, yeah. I also was like, maybe I can extend it, and like maybe two walls can be taken over. And then in my mind, I was like, wait, that's too much. But yeah, the cap wall is down. The pin wall is crumbling as we speak.
So what do you have up right now?
What do I have up? Nothing, actually. Well, I still have my NASCAR banner that I got at... I have three of these giant Coca-Cola promotional NASCAR banners that I was like, I'm going to hang these all up. And then I realized they don't fit on my wall. So only one fit. And I was like, I'm going to rotate them.
You never did you?
No.
Yeah. Shocker. So,
wow, this is just like, is this an episode of Hoarders Come to Life?
I think so. I think you may need an intervention.
I'm crying. But yeah, so long story short, I've been watching FIFA World Cup.
I've only been watching the games that interest me, and really, like, I really want to keep up with Mexico. And that's about it, to be honest.
Well, the Mexico game was so good.
I was in a meeting for work when it started. And then, so like, I missed the first goal. I was on mute in the meeting. I hear the announcer like going crazy. And I ran out of my office to see what's going on and see that Mexico scored. There's two red cards. No, what?
Three? They ended with three. Yeah.
Three red cards in the game. It was crazy first game, but I'm sad I missed the highlights of it, unfortunately.
Yeah, do you go back and rewatch the one? Like, if you missed it, do you go back and rewatch? No. Like, it's over.
No, I know the score. I know how it's gonna end. I'll rewatch like the slow mo of the goals themselves. So like the first goal, I saw it how when they did the little rewind after I ran out there. But that's about it.
Are you watching on YouTube TV? I know this, we're so sidetracked, but last thing and then we'll move on. I promise people.
No, I'm smooching off of your account, Peacock. I think it's on Peacock right now.
Oh, you guys are also mooching off my YouTube TV.
I'm not.
Well, David is.
I don't think he is because he gets ads.
No, because I added him. He's on my, I added him in my family plan for my YouTube.
Huh, he still gets ads, so that's odd.
Huh, that is weird, because I don't... Wait, we'll talk about this later, but if you watch on YouTube TV, there's, like, they have a special thing that will, like, have the score up there and, like, all the players and, like, little sidebars to tell you extra information.
But you don't have the Mexican commentators.
That's true. Well, you can watch it. It lets you pick Fox or Telemundo.
Really? Okay. Yeah.
So... should I be watching Telemundo, even though my Spanish is non-existent?
I mean, it's so much better, in my opinion. Listening to the commentators in Spanish, it sounds more energetic to me. But that's just because I grew up listening to it in Spanish, and I understand what they're saying.
Well, though that was our week. But moving on, the battle for the biggest anime headlines never end. From new seasons to unexpected plot twists, now. Here's everything you need to know this week in anime news. First off, Tokyo Revengers revealed its third promotional trailer and confirmed an appearance at this year's Anime Expo. Fans will get a fresh look at the upcoming War of the Three Titans storyline. Everyone, the Kingdom of Science is preparing for one last episode as Dr. Stone gets ready to broadcast its final episode and close the book on Senku's incredible journey. This will air on June 25th, which is a Thursday, everyone. Remember, Dr. Stone airs Thursdays.
My gosh, I'm so behind on that one. I need to finish it. I'm so behind. And I got you into that one, too.
Yes, you did. And I'm caught up. You have 10 days to finish, what, 4 seasons?
Jesus.
It can be done. I know it can. I've done it.
Could be done, but will I do it? Probably not.
I think you just need to start. Once you start, you're going to get hooked in again, and then you'll just keep going.
That is true. And I've been crocheting again, so maybe I'll do it while I crochet. We'll see.
It's good. And so it will be simulcast on the 25th, which is a Thursday, so we will get it, but it won't be dubbed yet. So I believe the dub is 2 weeks out. So
but that gives me even more time.
Yeah, 25th, you want to watch it all together, and then you can wait a little bit if you're a dubbed person. One Piece fans, start sharpening your swords. Roanoa Zoro is finally getting the prequel story. Written by Jun Isaka and illustrated by Nakamura under Oda's supervision, One Piece novel Zoro will explore his time with Kunina all the way to him joining the Straw Hats. The book is scheduled to hit shelves in Japan on July 3rd of this year, and hopefully we'll get an English translation very soon. In theaters this month, we have Adolescence of Utena. That will be June 21st through the 22nd. And we also have Bleach, Thousand Year Blood War, The Calamity, and that's June 25th through 29th. All right, it's time for the part of the show where we make questionable decisions and defend them confidently. Our rotating anime segment starts now. Segment of the week. Bring it on and let's speak. This week's segment, I'm excited for this one. This week's segment is called Fact or Fiction, Isekai Edition. I am so excited. It took me a while to figure this all out. So I will be describing some isekai animes. And Miguel's going to get anime. And Miguel's going to determine if they are real or if I had made them up.
I think isekai is my favorite genre, I guess, of anime.
Genre. So you should be the expert at determining.
I should be, but I keep rewatching the same ones over and over. And also, I tend to avoid the ones that are very harem-esque. I've been watching mostly like the wholesome ones or the ones that are less focused on the harem. But yeah, I love just the whole concept of being reborn into this fantasy world. Maybe because I want to be reborn myself into one of these worlds and have magic powers or something. I don't know. But the whole idea is just, you can do so much with it. It's like so much opportunity.
Okay, so I prepared 7 shows.
Okay.
Some are real, some are fake. I'm not going to say how many of each there are. I will give you the title of the show and a description of the show, and then you will say real or not real.
Gosh, are these going to be any that I've watched before?
I try to pick ones that I think you haven't watched and ones I have not talked about.
Okay. Because,
you know, I've said the vending machine one.
I know that one for sure. Because that one sounds so stupid. I haven't watched it yet, but it sounds so stupid. I'm sorry.
Okay. Side note, I'm very upset because they changed the voice actor of the vending machine from season 1 to season 2. And it throws me off, everyone. You kept everyone else, but you changed him. It throws me off, and I don't enjoy it as much. But here we go. First show. This show is called I Was Summoned to Another World, But Everyone Thinks Basketball is a Forbidden Dark Magic.
Gosh.
Asuka, a completely average high school basketball player, gets sent to a fantasy world. In this world, ancient magical duels are settled not with wands, but by bouncing a glowing orb of kinetic mana, mana back and forth. Because the locals only know basic straight shots, the protagonist completely breaks the world's power balance simply by introducing standard real-world basketball mechanics.
my gosh. That one sounds so fake, but it's could be real just because isekai are so crazy. I mean, we just talked about that vending machine one, and there's a spider one that I know about. I haven't watched that one either. Most of the ones that I watch are like focused on mages or something along the lines. That's good. And I don't really watch a lot of sports anime. I want to say this first one is fake.
Is that your guess? Fake?
What was the name again? One more time.
I was summoned to another world, but everyone thinks basketball is a forbidden dark magic.
I'm going to go with fake, yeah.
The answer is, this is fake.
Okay, good.
I made it up.
That was hard. That was a lot harder than I thought.
I wanted to try. I was really like trying to think of. I was going to put soccer, but then I was like, no way. It's going to be fake because I'm too into FIFA right now. And he knows it. All right. That's second show. Life with an ordinary guy who reincarnated into a total fantasy knockout. Childhood friend Tachibana and Jinguji were living a everyday life as office workers. Then, on their way home from a mixer, they were sent flying into another world by a mysterious being. Once there, Jinguji sees his best friend has been turned into a beautiful blonde-haired, blue-eyed girl. The adorableness of Tachibana's female form completely flummoxes Tachibana. But these two are each other's best friend. To keep their relationship from being destroyed, they must defeat the demon lord as quickly as possible and return to their original form.
Oh, wow.
Would he put two fake ones in a row? Maybe.
Yeah, I mean, probably. You could have put all fakes for all I know. I feel like that's something you would do just to throw me off. What was the name again?
Life with an ordinary guy who reincarnated into a total fantasy knockout.
Yeah, that's the thing with this isekai. The names are ridiculously long.
Oh, yeah. There were some short, like, when I was looking at real ones to pick, there were short ones. I was like, no. Everything here is a super long title.
And I only really watch the dub ones because I tend to watch these when I'm, like, on my phone or doing something else. So I'm half listening, half watching, and like alternating tasks. So so much in this genre that I have not seen. This one seems like it could be real as well. The idea of like being transformed from male to female, I really haven't seen that much in really any of the isekai that I've watched. It's always like same gender, like, so they haven't really messed with the gender concept, I guess, in those anime that I've watched. So I want to say fake for that reason, but I mean, this is Pride Month, so there could be some, and maybe you found it while looking for some anime to watch for Pride Month.
Oh, maybe.
But I feel like I'm giving you too much credit. So I'm going to go with, oh my gosh, I don't know this one. I want to say fake, but it's the whole thing. Like you said, like you don't want to have two B's in a row for in your answer sheet or two C's in a row. You don't want to pick the same thing twice. Let's go with it's real because the Demon King, that's something that's overplayed in a lot of these anime.
Well, life with an ordinary guy who reincarnated into a total fantasy knockout is a real anime.
Oh, okay.
You can watch this on Crunchyroll.
Is it dubbed?
No.
Oh, damn. I might still check it out because I'm kind of shocked. Like I said, I don't see a lot of anime do the whole, like...
Yeah, gender swap.
Gender swap. So That's pretty neat. Okay, I'm guessing there's going to be some sort of romantic attachment
They were best friends.
Yeah, yeah, I mean.
So we see a lot of best friends fall in love.
That's that we do. And a lot of best friends that should have fallen in love that we ship as falling in love.
Skate to the Infinity.
Yeah, Skate to the Infinity. Oh my gosh, that anime is full of like fan shipping. And okay. I'm with everybody on the fan shipping though, because it's the faces, the blushing, the text, everything. It's just like, just get a room already.
Okay, our next show is called The Weakest Tamer Began a Journey to Pick Up Trash. In Ivy's world, stars are everything. She's a tamer born to subdue monsters and animals, but she was also born starless. With her life in danger, Ivy flees into the forest where she befriends a weak little slime named Sora, the one creature she can tame. Together, an unlikely pair set off on a journey, salvaging rubbish to survive. Along the way, they'll win hearts, invade danger, and discover there's more to starless Ivy than meets the eye.
So, unfortunately for you, I've actually watched this anime.
You watched this one?
Yes, it's so cute. It's adorable.
I should have known because there's a slime in it.
Yeah, I love slimes. I don't know why. But this anime is super cute. I would highly recommend it, by the way. But
it's so real.
It is definitely real. Seen it. Cute. It's a good story as well. It's interesting.
All right. Well, okay. Here's our next one up. Hopefully you haven't seen this one either. All right, this one is reincarnated as a dungeon janitor cleaning up after trash tier adventures. Miyuki, who worked night shifts as a maintenance... Oh, Miyuki, who worked night shift maintenance, at a shopping market, gets reincarnated into a high fantasy world. He has no combat skills, so he takes up a job with the guild's sanitation department. His task? Venturing into the dungeon after the high-level hero parties leave to sweep up shattered skeletons, scrub dragon blood off the wall, and organize leftover loot chests so the dungeon's ecosystem doesn't collapse. His unique skill of industrial clean, which completely neutralizes toxic monsters, helps him rise the ranks of the dungeon.
So, a little story about this one. I've actually seen a game where it has a very similar concept to it, where it's like a multiplayer game. You're playing as, like, I think it's a goblin or something, and the whole premise is you're trying to clean up the dungeon and like reset traps that have been triggered and all of that, and trying to survive so that basically the next party can go through this dungeon. It seems like a very fun concept, and I really want to play it. I don't know if it's out yet, or if it was it's an early release or whatnot, but I've seen a little bit of gameplay from it from the trailer, and I am interested in playing it. So I've sent you this game before, and this kind of reminds me of that. And I want to say that I also, as I was like looking for anime, I saw something related to this anime, something similar to this anime that you're describing on Crunchyroll. What was the name again?
It's called Reincarnated as a Dungeon Janitor Cleaning Up After Trash Tier Adventures.
I feel like not a fake. It's a real anime. That's my answer.
You're locking in real?
Yep, real.
Reincarnated as a Dungeon Janitor Cleaning Up After Trash Tiered Adventures is fake. I made this one up.
Dang it. I was doing so well.
I made this one up.
That sounds like a fantastic anime. I would watch it. Like I said, there's a game that's been made with this premise, and it seems really fun. So, people, if any of you have anything to do with making anime or making manga, Do you have an idea here? Or Jimmy, you should maybe make this happen.
Should I be this one?
You should be the author.
Able to? Yeah. okay, so we have three left. I hope you haven't seen any of these three that are left.
Okay.
Right, our next one is called Ascendance of a Bookworm. The story follows Motusu, who finally lands her dream job as a librarian, but dies in an earthquake before she can start. Reborn as Mine, a frail five-year-old, she discovers she is trapped in a world where books are locked away for the nobility, and commoners lack both paper and reading skills. Refusing to accept a life without literature, she sets out to manufacture her own books.
Okay, so I know this one is real. I haven't watched it yet, but I have seen it as I've been scrolling through anime to watch. And I scroll through a lot of isekai, so I know it's real. I'm pretty confident.
It is real.
Yep, I knew it. I haven't watched it yet, but it does seem interesting.
Okay, we have two left. I'm nervous about these two. I feel like you've seen all the isekai.
I missed one so far. You got me.
Okay. Our final two. This one is called The Legendary Archmaid Reincarnated as a Relaxed Local Barista. Massive world-ending magical world finally ends, and the most powerful wizard alive dies of old age. Instead of going to heaven, he gets reincarnated into a quite peaceful modern fantasy world. Exhausted from a lifetime of combat, he refuses to do any adventuring. Instead, he uses his absolute flawless mastery of temperature control, fluid dynamics, and ingredient extraction to open a tiny espresso bar in a quiet town.
So wait, he went from a fantasy world to the real world?
Yes. Like it's a reverse.
It's a reverse. Wow. That's a very rare. I haven't seen that done much in the isekai scene, at least that I've watched. Oh gosh. This one sounds fake to me, but say the name again one more time.
The Legendary Archmage Reincarnated as a Relaxed Local Barista.
That title sounds so real, though. This could be real. I'm trying to think if I've seen anything like that as I've been scrolling through Crunchyroll before. And I'm not scrolling through Crunchyroll right now, just to make it clear. I
know you watch a lot of isekai, so...
Yeah. No, but I'm just saying for anyone who's listening, my hands are off my computer, off my keyboard. Like, I'm not touching anything there. I just have my tea in front of me. I want to say this is... It sounds like it could be like a cozy anime, one of those feel good stories.
A slice of life.
Slice of life, thank you. That's the term. I love the slice of life isekai. But I haven't seen it go the other way much, so I want to say fake.
Well, The Legendary Archmage Reincarnated as a Relaxed Local Barista is actually fake.
Okay, good. you made my heart skip a beat. I thought I got another one wrong.
But then you're like, I will watch this.
I thought about it, but there's no magic in this case. So that means
but coffee, and you love coffee.
I do like coffee, and I love my espresso. I make a daily latte for anyone that doesn't know. I got my own since I worked from home. I figured I need a little bit of a luxury in here. So instead of going out to get coffee from a shop or whatever and spend like an outrageous amount of money every day, I just make my own and save a ton of money. It's a lot more effort, but it's nice.
And see, wouldn't you want to watch a like powerful wizard make coffee?
If only if this powerful wizard is using their magic to makes a coffee somehow.
I imagined this is like a Dr. Stone Senku thing, where he brings his knowledge into this other world.
Yeah, I could see that. But I mean, in a world where you're going from magic to science, it might be really hard to like understand the science. Like I see it happen a lot in like anime going from science to magic, because they're using the concept they know from science to understand the magic of it and how the elements mix and things like that. But I don't know that could be translated the other way around. If you just know that like this is something like that you can make happen by your will per se, or by envisioning it, that's not going to take you very far, I don't think, with trying to figure out the science behind something. You kind of need to know a lot more of the background and how everything works. I don't know. But then again, I'm someone that grew up in a world of science and not in a world of magic, so who knows?
Maybe we should flip it, where a local barista goes into a world of magic.
That's where it would be great. Now you got an isekai right there.
We have one last one up. I don't have high hopes for this one. This one is called "So I'm a Spider, So What."
Oh my gosh! You don't have to even say anything. I know it's real.
When you brought it up, I was like, "Darn it!"
You even talked about this a long time ago.
I know, but I thought you forgot. It was like over 2 years ago.
That's true. You were watching it one time when you visited us.
I know, I was.
I saw part of it with you.
I love it.
Oh my gosh. You done messed up. Hey, 6 out of 7, right?
I know. Not too bad.
I'm pretty proud of that. You almost tripped me up with those fake ones, but I think I was able to overcome it with my limited knowledge of isekai and anime.
That was our fun segment of the week. Please let us know what you thought of these isekai, and if there are any that you would recommend to us that we haven't talked about. I think there's so many out there now.
My gosh, there were so many.
There were so many light novel ones, like still manga that haven't been turned into animes that I found. That was like, these are, one is about someone who turned into an apple.
Really?
Yeah. And I was like, oh, but I wanted to keep it in the anime. They had to have shows, because that's what you're familiar with.
Yeah, I don't read a lot of manga, to be honest. So that's where I'm bad, because I just listen to it, to audiobooks and things like that when I'm working. Otherwise, I like to crochet or do things like that, crafty.
Every week, one anime steps into the spotlight. This week, we watched it, we processed it, and now it's time to talk about it. Given is an emotional rock band anime that cranks the volume all the way up on music, friendship, and first love. When high school guitarist Ritsuka meets the quiet and mysterious Mafuyu, he expects to teach him a few guitar chords, not accidentally help him form a band that will change all their lives. Whether you're a music lover, a romance fan, or just someone looking for an anime that will absolutely wreck you in the best possible way, grab your headphones and prepare for an encore of emotions. You can stream Given on Crunchyroll.
And just to be clear, because this confused me, there is Given, the season, and then there's a movie. So make sure.
Did you watch Given the movie first?
No. But okay. It started playing right after I finished watching the anime, the series or the season. And
because Given
like,
the movie is season two, basically, it's the.
It's an hour long, next, right?
Yeah, it's the next part.
Did you watch it?
I've seen it.
Oh, okay. Maybe I should watch it. We'll see after this chat whether or not I should watch it or not.
Mm. Well, with every great anime, there are their food moments. And now it's our turn. Here's this week's special recipe to help you enjoy the show. Tonight, we are raising our glass to the anime that proves a single song can say what words never could. We are serving up The Broken String, a cocktail inspired by Mafuyu. Mafiu. I don't know what's up with me today. Anytime you're on this podcast, Miguel, I can never
talk. Don't blame me. It's not me. It's you.
If you listen, sorry, I'm not cutting this out, but if you listen, everyone, to the past podcast Miguel is on, I cannot read my script to save my life.
It's like I said, I think I just make him nervous. I don't know why.
Yeah, I feel like I have to be like on guard because he will correct me if I say something wrong.
What? Me? Never. As I've corrected you already with anime. At the very least, I think that's one correction I've done so far today. You're welcome. Hey, I'm just helping you improve one word at a time.
See, everyone, when Miguel's on, I'm all tensed up. Like, you got to make sure. This week's cocktail is called the Broken String, where every sip starts with a little heartbreak and ends with a little hope. In the Broken String, it's 2 ounces of bourbon, 3/4 ounces of blackberry liqueur, 1/2 ounce of fresh lemon juice, 1/4 ounce of honey syrup, 2 dashes of bitter, and topped with club soda. I hope you love this recipe and try it out when you watch Given the season or even the movie afterwards. Okay, time to talk about the show. Are you a bourbon drinker? I didn't know if you were a bourbon drinker.
I like bourbon. I can't do rum too much too well. It's not usually upsets my stomach, but bourbon I do like.
Nice. This might be one we try out when I come visit next time.
Sweet.
Okay. Now it's time to talk about Given the season. What are your thoughts on the show?
Let's see. I think, at least for me, the show started off very slow, and I really didn't know what was going on, I guess, until probably around episode 4 or 5, which is like halfway through the season. So this is one anime that I would say you kind of need to buckle down and just get through it, because you're kept in the dark a lot and you don't know what's going on, like what's up with this what's his name? Mafuyu? Sato?
Yeah, Mafuyu. Yeah.
Is it Sato or Soto?
Sato.
Sato. Okay, yeah. He's the redheaded
quiet boy.
Yeah, quiet boy that seems to be oblivious and like kind of doesn't really understand anything about anything really. Like he seems very like spacey, very like his head's not in this world. But then as you start to go through the story and understand what's going on, by the end of it, I actually really liked the anime, and I even teared up a little bit during the concert episode. But, I mean, overall, I would say that I liked it, but it's just very slow. What about you?
I love this anime. I haven't watched it in a while, so I still love it, but it just isn't on my regular rewatch list. Because it is kind of one where you really need to sit down. You got to treat it as I think there's 11 episodes. So what would that mean?
Yeah, 11.
3 hours-ish. You got to really sit down and be like, I'm going to watch a movie. Because this is best when you can watch it all in one sitting. Just because, like, it is slow in the beginning. But once they start getting into it and you start learning everyone's backstory, that's when it kind of picks up and you're like, okay, now I'm kind of understanding the motives behind why everyone acts the way they act. So I think, though, again, I just recently rewatched this for the show. And in my rewatch, I was very thinking about, oh, wow. The way they talk about, like, falling in love. And, oh, again, we're continuing our celebration of Pride Month. Given is a like BL anime. So when they're talking about the two main characters like falling in love, and not just them, but there is the drummer of the band, Kaji, when he's talking about falling in love, and that he explains when you're in love with someone. I don't know about for you, but it felt like my first love, or when I was falling in love for the first time, where he talks about how this person can just like, this person that you're falling in love with, how they have this power, like as easily as they can raise you up, they can break you down. It's just like that urge where you have someone, I don't know, the way he describes it, where I think at one point he says it's like the flesh being ripped off of you or something like that. And I don't know, something resonated about with that with me. Just like when you hit that spark with someone for the first time, it's just like this amazing feeling where it's just like the world has stopped and it's just you two in the world. That makes sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I felt that moment, like, with our two characters. As, I mean, it's not very, this could be spoilery, but, like, it is a love story, you know, when you're going into it. But whose love story is it? You know, that's a, you know, whose story is this story, I would say.
Like, who are we actually following? Like, who?
Yeah, is it Mafuyu's story or is it Retsuki's story? Like, who's following? Like, I know we're coming from one point of view, but like, it's just, I feel like both characters have a lot to say, and you know, it's really hard like beating around the bush. So like, I don't want to give away too much about it, but this is very much slice of life, and there's not too much drama at the end of it. If that makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, one thing I would say we forgot to mention it was a BL, Pride Month, all that fun stuff. For it being like a BL anime, I really like that it didn't really focus on the common tropes the coming out story of anyone really. Like, that wasn't really the focus at all throughout this whole series. Which I really enjoyed, and it also didn't portray any of the characters in any sort of like overly stereotypical way. It was truly a story that's kind of depressing because of what happens with what's his name?
Mafuyu?
Mafuyu, like, yeah, his background, what he's experienced and why he is the way he is, I guess. But none of it really seems to be stemming from the fact that he's gay. And I really like that, because to me that says that we're no longer as much focusing on the trying to be, I guess, accepted to the world, by the world, for being gay. And we're starting to see some more stories that tell other struggles that we in the gay community face, that are not so much tied to our, I guess, sexuality. I mean, it's just like struggles of life in general. So I really like that. It, like I said, the biggest thing for me was like they don't play to really any of the stereotypes. So that was a breath of fresh air for me.
I totally agree. I love that it's just, I like that these are like gay characters that like do their own thing. And again, you were talking about stereotyping kind of thing. I'm glad that none of them were too effeminate. It was just kind of like, hey, gay people could be any kind of people. These are rock band guys playing guitar, worrying about like the gig and getting part-time jobs and trying to buy used equipment. I loved that. I loved that no one really felt like it was such a big deal. There was no really coming out moment for any of them. They were kind of all just like, I know half of them were already out.
Yeah.
The ones that did decide, like, are questioning themselves, kind of were just like, you know, they got the talk of like, does it really matter if you like guys? And they were like, no, it doesn't really matter. So no one really was like, this is going to shake my world or everything's going to change.
Yeah.
Kind of just like, okay, well, you know, I discovered something new about myself, or I'm discovering parts of myself I didn't know.
like really the only people that seemed to have a problem with the relationship that was forming were people that had a crush on a character, because and that it was more so like they had a problem with it because they wanted that character to be with them instead of it being a problem with the fact that they're a different sexuality than I guess the quote unquote norm or the what they're expected to be, I guess. So not being straight, essentially. So that was never truly the problem. The problem was, I want you for me. You know, like it's more of a jealousy thing.
Yeah, I think that was the only time I was very like, I don't really like this. I don't like when people use like someone being gay as like a threat or be like, this is what makes them evil.
Yeah, that was.
And it felt like that was a weird moment, but I think it was a weird moment because it was being used as a threat. But then on the flip side, the character that was being told this information was like, oh, wow, this actually puts pieces of this puzzle together for me. And now I understand this person more.
Yeah. So wait, a quick question. Are we trying to stay vague so we don't give away? I don't think. Spoil it.
There is much to spoil in this show. It's leading in a direction. I think we don't spoil the end, but
okay.
We do have a love. This story is basically about Mafuyu and Retsuki falling in love.
Is it
and
Ritsuka?
Them trying to figure out. Wait, yeah, Retsuku? Retsuki? Isn't it Retsuki?
Ritsuka is how it's spelled. Oh, Unoyama is what they call him, mostly by his last name.
See, guys, this is it. This is why I'm Miguel.
I am not saying that. I don't even know if I'm saying it right this time around. These names are a little hard for me to wrap my head around. I'm not used to these names.
But yeah, this story is basically our two main characters falling in love, and one not knowing that he's falling in love.
And that's hilarious. That's another thing I liked about the anime itself, because the main character, like, is a very angry guy. Like, he has to figure out his emotions. Like, he doesn't really understand them, but I mean, he's a high school kid, so I guess I get it. I don't know. But it's never about, like you said, it's never about, like, oh, I'm gay, my world's going to fall apart. It's more about what am I feeling, and then accepting that feeling. Like,
yeah, it's more about falling in love than it is like who I'm falling in love with. It's like, wait, what are these feelings actually? I love this person. I thought I was just angry at them, or I was friends with them, frustrated. There are so many scenes where he's like upset with Mafuyu, and he's like, why am I angry at him? Why is he making me so irritated? And why are these things upsetting me about him? He's realizing, oh, wait, I love him, and I'm jealous of what's happening right now. Like, I'm jealous of, like he had someone before me. Like, he had a boyfriend before me. I'm jealous of that. And it's these feelings that our main character's kind of just going through, like, it's not like, oh, I fell in love with the boy. It's like, oh, I'm falling in love and I don't know how to handle this.
Yeah.
You know, it could easily have been with a female character. You know what I mean? Like, you could have swapped Mafuyu out with a female character, and it would have felt played out the same. Like, I'm feeling these feelings and I don't understand these feelings I'm feeling.
Yeah, pretty much. I would agree. And I don't think I'd really, I mean, apart from that one girl who was way out of line, because she had a crush on Unoyama. I don't think I've disliked any of the characters. I mean, the whole band.
I don't like the violin guy. I don't remember his name.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I do not like the violin guy. Yeah, there's this violin guy. I don't remember his name. Don't learn his name. He's like horrible. But he's Kaji's boyfriend.
Is he?
And
I don't know.
They live together.
Yes, they live together, but I don't think that they are actually dating.
You don't think so? It looked like there was only one bed in that house.
That's fair. I don't know. I like him for somebody else.
Who, Kaji?
I don't know.
Or the violin guy.
No.
The drummer and then the bassist.
Yes, I like them together.
Yeah, I want them together. I just feel like there's so much more that could be explored in this. Like,
oh, yeah.
I feel like Kaji's going through an abusive relationship if they are together.
100%.
But he seems the most sane of everyone. He's like giving the most great advice to everyone.
And another thing I love is like he is not, I guess, conventionally looking, I guess, like he's a very hot looking guy with piercings. And like he has this very like macho, like rough guy persona. And I guess when like you're at a glance, most people wouldn't expect this person to be very good with expressing their feelings or like being very sentimental at all. But he's very emotionally intelligent. And his meddling is really what helps move a story along quite a bit, I would say. I feel like this character alone has so much more to tell. Like there's a lot of a story that we could explore just through his lens, if that makes sense.
Oh, I could definitely, like, I want so many filler episodes with these side characters. I want to know more. I want to know about the bass player Haruki's, like, hair journey and how he became a hair model. And just, there are so many side friends. And again, I really love this show because I think a majority of our characters are out gay people. And they are surrounded by supportive friends.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a group of people around them who are very like, you know, I just want the best for you. Or like, you know, let me help you achieve something. And no one is, again, I love this anime. I especially love it for our Pride Month theme in that this is not, in my mind, this is not, I don't know how to say it. It doesn't feel like a gay anime.
Right.
It just feels like a regular story. Yeah. It just feels like life. Yeah.
It's an anime about life struggles and all the different issues that a person can face, really.
And this is what I want. Like,
yeah.
My, like, gay animes or animes with gay characters. And I want them to just be like, I'm just living my life. You know, it wasn't traumatizing for me. You know, I've grown. I'm a person. I know who I am. I have a group of people who accept me. I think this is just so simple, and I just love that the undertone is that all these characters are gay.
Exactly. I love that it's not the focus. The focus is more about depression. I mean, there's so many little things that these characters are dealing with, not little things, like major, like traumatic things that these characters are dealing with. Like, I don't know, like there's abuse mentioned. There's mention of, I don't even know how to say it, like bad choices leading to a terminated contract with life, with basically, to not say the other word.
Yeah, I don't know if we could say it. We are an explicit podcast, but...
Yeah.
I mean, you'll watch it, you'll see it in the first couple of... Like, you'll figure it out.
Yeah, you'll figure out what I'm talking about. I would definitely say you should watch it. It's... The story is so much richer than just it's a gay anime. It's a very rich story. There's a lot of visual storytelling as well, so it's one that you want to be watching, not just listening to, like... What I mentioned, I try to do sometimes. I was crocheting every now and then, but anytime there was no talking, I was definitely, my eyes were glued to the screen, and I was trying to look up as much as possible because there's so many little things that you would miss otherwise. Little blushes or like little gestures that mean a lot and tell you a lot of the story as well. I do wish I understood what the song said. That's my one, my biggest complaint of this anime is I don't know what this song, like the lyrics of this song that was sung in towards the end of the series. But
what the song though?
Do you understand it?
No, but I was like, I love this song. I think the emotions are just how everything was happening at that moment. I was like, this song must encapsulate all of things going on right now.
Did you tear
Everyone
up?
Everyone was so moved. I was tearing up.
Me too.
I teared
honestly.
Up my first watch of it. I told you while we were gaming though, like recently, that in my rewatch, this is the part where I kept getting like pulled away from everything. Like I would start, the song would start and my music would start playing. And then my dog was like, I need water. So I had to pause it and then go water. And then I came back and then he was like, I need to go outside now. So I had to pause it. And then I was like, I can't just pick up from the middle of the song. I had to keep going back. So I had to keep going back to the beginning of the song. And I really liked the song. So
it was a beautiful song. And like they were showing a lot of scenes throughout the song. And the emotion of the singer, even though I don't understand the words that they were saying, the emotion combined with the scenes that play out during the song, it had me tearing up. So still beautiful, still hit home, but I just wish I knew what it said. I guess I need to either look up the lyrics or learn Japanese at some point.
But yeah, well, for my final thoughts on this anime, I would like to say that I think this is such a great music anime, a music show for that genre. If you like music animes, this felt real life. Them shopping for gear, them talking about chords and playing and just like the realities of what it is to be in a band. Like if you're in a band, you need to pay for studio time, and to pay for studio time, you need to get a part-time job. And these are the part-time jobs you can get. And this is what we have. Like, we work so we can do this. And then, like, now we got to get photos taken of us. And we got to run an Instagram. And it just felt so real life to me. And I think the music aspect and how much they dived into stuff. I don't know if, like, if you really dive into the show, some of the products they use are real-life products. And some of the gear they talk are gear that you can find in real life. So it just really felt like this anime understood the assignment of we're doing something with music and we're going to form this, like, we're going to make this very authentic to what it is. And the show looked beautiful to me, just the art and the character designs. It just felt like everything, it just felt rich to me. So I really like this. I recommend it. I totally recommend it, not just for Pride Month, but for any time. And like I said in the beginning,
if you need to cry.
This is definitely, was it?
I said, if you need to cry, definitely recommend it.
Yeah, if you need to cry, this is going to get you. Episodes 9, 10, 11, be ready. But this is, like I said, this is best if you can make a good chunk of time. Sit down and try to watch this in one setting, like sitting, one setting, one set. Oh my God. Try to watch this one time. It's a great as a movie, in my opinion. But what are some of your final thoughts on Given?
I mean, I watched it in two sittings, so not one sitting, so there's that. But I would also recommend watching the anime. It's a really good story. It's not your like typical like coming out story or it's not very much focused on those aspects of I guess the experience of being the LGBTQ. Plus, but it's so much more focused on life, depression, abuse, like all these other struggles that people face. And although it is slow, especially at the beginning, you kind of like in the dark, like I said, it pays off in the end. I would say, as far as the guitar-like music aspect goes, I do wish it had more music to it. Like, we don't really hear a whole lot of their...
You want more songs.
Yes, I want more songs. Like, you don't really hear a lot of the music other than that one song that is played in the concert. But otherwise, a lot of it is just like bits and pieces that you listen to here and there, like a few chords here and there, some strumming. But like, it's never a full song. It doesn't feel like a music anime. Like, it's not a musical by any means. So if that's what you're expecting going into it, I would say shift your expectations. It's much more focused on the storytelling than the music in that sense. I would agree the characters do. I mean, it is a really well-made show. Like, characters are really well-made. Although they're high school students, most of them, apart from like some of the adults and college age individuals, the high school students don't look high school to me, unless I just look like a child when I was in high school, like an elementary child, because these guys look like adults, like 20-year-olds at least.
They're just tall seniors.
Yeah, tall seniors with the super defined like jawlines. I know this is just the anime, but I don't know. They just look so much older than high school. Even the two main characters.
Play a lot of basketball.
Yeah, that's why. But yeah, no, I would highly recommend it. Great storytelling. Great. I don't know if life lessons is the word I'm looking for, but like, it's just such a wholesome story as well. Even though it's depressing, I enjoyed it. It made me feel good at the end, even though I did, like I said, tear up.
Yeah, it's just a good journey through grief, I feel like, you know, accepting mm-hmm. things.
Grief, that's the word I was looking for earlier. Thank you.
See, I know something. If only I could have corrected him back then.
If only.
Maybe I can edit myself saying.
No, 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 no. I'll call you out.
But yeah, if you want to watch Given, you can stream that on Crunchyroll. And then there is a movie, which is basically season two of the show. So
have you watched it?
I have seen the movie. I do recommend it, but that's okay. Not part of my recommendations.
Okay. Yeah. No, it's just what I'm trying to decide whether or not I'm going to watch it. I'm not really good at sitting down and watching things in general. I have to be doing something at all times. Thank you to my ADHD. But I mean, if you say that season two is good, then
if you I'll like watch season it. One, season two is a great continuation.
Okay, good to know. I want to learn more about these characters and what comes after, because it ends in a good, it has a good ending, but it does feel a little lackluster. Like, I wanted more from this ending.
Well, it's time to put you onto something. This is our recommendation segment where we share whatever we've been watching, reading, or obsessed with over lately.
Recommendations, recommendations. Here are some recommendations.
Okay, so I've been listening to this book series called Dungeon Crawler Carl. When my friend was recommended to me, I was skeptical, but because it sounded kind of odd, and when you listen to it, it very much is very odd, and it's basically D&D, and but there's comedy in it, and then there's a whole lot of stupidity and craziness, and in general very out of this world. If you've read or listened to it, then you know why I said that. But just to give a little bit of a synopsis, or not a synopsis, but a little preview of it, to maybe get people interested in it. The story follows the main character who, with his cat, well, with a cat that belonged to his girlfriend, delves into a dungeon after the world has collapsed because of aliens. And that all comes up in chapter one, so I'm not giving too much away. But that's the premise of it. And now they must survive this dungeon world or these dungeons and continuously improve to be able to stay alive. And then once you get in there, that's where like the D&D aspects of it come in, because there's magic, there's a lot going on. There's just a lot. Just bring your boxers and be ready for it. Make sure you have
boxers.
Make sure you have fresh pair of boxers. That's all I'm going to say, okay?
Oh, do you think I'm walking around with a fresh pair of boxers?
Maybe. I don't know how you live your life.
Is this having a moment? I feel like I'm hearing a lot about Dungeon Crawler Carl.
Yeah, it's definitely been something that's been on the rise, thing in popularity as of late.
At least they're coming out with a TTRPG.
Yes, I heard about that.
So I've been hearing a lot about this. So okay, where are you listening to it?
So I'm listening to it on Audible, but I'm sure you can find it in many other places. But that's just where I've been listening to it, and I like the voice actor that's been voicing the majority of it. And there's a lot of, I don't know if it's the same person doing all the voices or not, but if it is, they do a damn good job, to be honest.
Okay, I have to. People have suggested this. There's been a lot of people who have talked about.
Please,
this, so I might have to get into it.
Please, and because then I want to talk to you about it.
Okay, and you got to keep up with it. Then don't drop off halfway when I get in.
I'm on book 4 of 7 now.
Okay,
so I'm gonna finish it. Are there 7 or 8? I can't remember. But I'm like well underway to finishing in this story. It's so stupid, but so good and funny. And sad, but mostly funny and good.
Okay, I'm going to dive in. Maybe I'll listen to it this week. Okay, so my recommendation of the week is, I'm going to recommend a soccer player to all of you guys, because I've been obsessed with the World Cup. And this person has just taken over my Instagram feed. He plays for Mexico. His name is Armando Gonzalez. First of all, I always supported Gonzalez. So
my cousin? That's my cousin.
Is that your cousin? Cousin's name Armando? Is he playing for Mexico's national
team? He is
team?
Definitely not playing for Mexico or soccer in general, but I have a cousin whose name is exactly that.
You should talk to him about that.
I should, actually. That's hilarious. I'm going to look him up.
He's number 26. But why I've been obsessed with him lately is that he has the nickname El Otaku del Gol, which is like otaku is like an anime fan. So whenever this guy scores, he does anime poses. He's done the Dragon Ball Z Kamehameha pose. He's done Naruto poses, Jujutsu Kaisen poses. His favorite anime is Blue Lock. His Instagram picture is a Blue Lock. He's talked about anime a lot. So he's taken over my Instagram feed. I'm obsessed with him now. Team Mexico, it's one of the teams I support. I really hope that they can make it past the group stages. So yeah, Armando Gonzalez, support you. Hopefully we can get him on the podcast. If we can get him on the podcast, you got to be the host for that episode.
Are you sure his nickname is the Otaku
del Gol? El Otaku del Gol, yeah.
El Otaku del Gol?
Yeah.
Because I'm looking him up right now, and I see that his nickname is Hormiga, which is
the ant. Yeah, that's his other nickname.
He plays forward for Liga Mex Club Guadalajara. Okay. I mean,
so is it your cousin?
No, he's not my cousin. No. But hilarious that they have the exact same name. Probably not the exact same name, but close enough.
But yeah, he's done a lot of these poses. So he's even done like a Beyblade motion. I've been like down a rabbit hole with this player.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome. I love that anime is become much more,
like mainstream. I feel mainstream. Like with the younger generation coming up who not that I'm old, Miguel's going to be like, you're an old man, but anime wasn't very accepted when I was growing up. Like, it wasn't the main, like in main culture or whatnot. It was kind of still like, you were like a little different if you watched anime, but I feel like younger people growing up with anime is normal. Growing up with Dragon Ball Z and Jujutsu Kaisen and Naruto is like just normal to them. So they're expressing that themselves. So it's really cool. So I've been like, I follow a lot of, you know, soccer players because I love soccer, right? But, yeah, he showed up on my feed and I saw him doing all these, like, victory things. And it got me interested. And then I just rabbit holed that. So a fellow anime fan playing in the World Cup, they won their match. So they're moving. They've earned points. They got 3 points, so. If you want to support a World Cup player who's an anime fan, here's one for you. So that's my recommendation for this week.
Cool. Okay, that's cool. I was actually just reading about him as you were talking, and I guess he apparently didn't really like that nickname of hers when he first got it, because I guess he used to get teased about being, I guess, lacking anime, but he's
embraced it.
He's embraced it, I guess.
Man, if you could see him do the Naruto, like, hand signs, he's really good at it. I'm just like, man, he moves fast. I mean, he's a soccer player, so. But, okay. So, and finally, the kitchen is closed for today. If you want to find us, you can find us on Instagram at AnimeBentoPod. You can find me at Jimsta2.
You can find me on Twitch at AquamexX.
Thanks for listening. Hope you're full of anime and even more full of good food. We'll catch you next time. Stay legendary.
And don't forget to keep watching anime.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
The show.